Call to order. Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Waddell?
Here.
Mr. Johnstone?
Here.
Mr. Shealy?
Here.
Mr. Leskovec? Mr. Julian?
Here.
Mr. Lastic?
Here.
Mr. Stredney?
Here.
Mr. Salito?
Here. We need a motion and a second to approve the general consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Stredney, second by Mr. Johnstone. All in favor? Opposed? Carries. The general consent agenda has been approved under council rules. We're going to get into public comments. Public comments. Anyone wishing to speak? Public comments.
How you doing? I'm Richard Strong. I live at 1017 Robbins Avenue, and I'm here to address the failure of this administration in taking care of the citizens of Niles. The mayor and the yes men have been told for 3 years that the forests were in danger. They ignored it. The mayor made some lame excuse about we have people to take care of that when we do not. We have a tree department, and that's it. And I'll stare at you the whole time, too, Jimmy. You ain't...
You're speaking. That's why I'm looking at you. It's a normal thing to do.
Yes. Anyways, the mayor knows. The mayor's known. Last year, Stan McCauley did a video, posted it all over Facebook. Everybody knew it. It was talked about. And a tree fell there and busted a concrete table. Now we have a tree up in Waddell that fell on some people's grandchildren's bedroom, from what I understand. And all those trees up there are pretty much bad. And they got no arborist looking at them that I'm aware of. And we have those services available right here in the county, as evidenced by a WFMJ report where they just graduated a whole bunch of arborists. So this was brought up. It was on Jim Shealy's committee. Jim's the one that came up with the idea of arborists. When I first came to the council with it, it was just with the idea of tree services taking care of it. Jimmy came up with the idea of arborists, and then it got tabled because His Majesty over here didn't like it. So now here we've come full circle, and I imagine that unfortunately sooner or later it's going to happen with the guardrails. This man is... just shown incredibly bad vision and has no regards for his constituent's safety. And with the help of the yes men, he's able to just run roughshod. And, you know, it's a bunch of crap, because we are a very small town, and when people do bad things, everybody finds out. So anyways, that is my whole thing. This guy ignores his constituents, and it's got to go.
Well, I think, I'm not sure, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but Mayor, where are we at on the arborists or a study or what's going on with the trees? Is there anything planned? I know that Mr. Shealy, along with others, did raise the arborists, and due to what happened to the magazine house, and does appear there's other ones that look like they could also be faulty. I know you're cognizant of that. I just don't know. Is there a plan in place? Do you know?
Concerning that individual issue and property, that's all being addressed tomorrow, as a matter of fact. We do, as you all know, budget on an annual basis for a certain dollar amount that is dedicated to the removal of unsafe or dead trees in our parks and public grounds. We do contract with professional tree services who do have certified arborists on staff to do their evaluations on those trees. So that's been going on for quite some time. And
please, you got to stay in order, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. But that's our plan, and that's what has been in place. As you all, most of you all know, because you do pass the annual budget each year in regards to trees in the public grounds.
They'll be reviewing and looking through from Stevens to Waddell then, you're saying in the near future?
Always have, yeah. Yeah, any dead trees that park director knows of or that I see or the council members report are addressed in a timely manner. City does not exemplify negligence and takes those issues very seriously. And I know we had trees removed at Iowa Park last year. There were a couple removed there. There were a couple removed from Kennedy. They were removed from our waterways. So, again, that budget allocation is earmarked and dedicated towards addressing those unsafe or dead trees throughout all of our public grounds, not just our parks.
It's the city picking up the cost on what happened unfortunate, the Ragazine thing. They're going to handle the deductible in that situation there.
That wasn't turned into our insurance. So I know the insurance has been working directly with Sam and Karen. But again, that is scheduled and is set for, I believe, tomorrow and Friday.
Anyone else, council, any questions on that? Public comments? Anyone else, public comments? Sir, come to the podium. We don't need your address. It's your name, please.
In every state in the United States.
Bernie, hang on a second. We're out of time. Is motion be in place for 3 minutes by Mr. Johnstone, second by Mr. Stredney. Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovec?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Got three more minutes. Bernie. Bernie, a couple issues on this. It looks like it's two prongs. I agree with you about being able to play. I think, in the, like Mr. Lastic has said as well, that being able to get outside and play basketball is huge. So we run into a problem where there isn't enough activity or availability, I should say. And I am going to shift it over to the mayor because I think we've had discussion. We are contemplating, I believe, putting a singular outdoor hoop at Waddell, which obviously would affect that neighborhood because it's right there, and allow everybody to go down to the park and play basketball outside besides the ones that have the option to pay and go inside for the well. You would have the free one outside, and as well as I think that we took down at Murphy Park, but there was also discussion of putting one hoop in there instead of the other. But the Waddell one was the idea that And I guess I'm going to let the mayor elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah, that area where the old playground is, towards the baseball fields, as we talked about during the budgets, that is set to redone. The game is bank shot. a little different version than a true basketball. But that little area where the playground is, we have plans to totally redo that. Bankshaw court, pickleball court, outdoor synthetic bocce court, shuffleboard, life-size chess, checkers, things of that nature. So that is I know high on the park director's priority lists. As you know, it was funded in partially funded for the design and engineering in the budget for this year. So that's one option for Waddell Park that would hopefully attract some younger children to that area.
Bernie, before you go, Mr. Julian among one had a question for you.
Yeah, Mr. Profato. So since the last time you were here, like, has this problem got, like, worse, like, over there? Because we're, like, we're in the dead winter right now, so, like.
They're disrespecting this law now. What are they going to do later on? By and they're disrespecting adults, every one of us. You're an adult. I was brought up. I think all of us here were brought up. I came home from the Marine Corps after two tours of Nam, and I came home and I called the neighbor, Bill. My dad said he's Mr. Scott. That's it. It's not only deal with the streets, fine. But you
I think
they're disrespecting the adults. They're going to disrespect where else, too. They're not just going to.
But I think his question was, is it the problem the same? Is it lessened or has it gotten worse?
It's worse because, again, it's
so they're playing in the winter? They're playing outside, like.
No,
in the
Yeah, I have a question about the petition. I got a question. Are you submitting that petition to council?
If they want it, yeah.
I'd like it, yeah.
Well, Bernie, if you could submit that, and I'm going to, before we end this, the law director had some discussion about two parts. I mean, he did confirm there is an ordinance in place saying this shouldn't happen. And then the other part about the, go ahead,
Phil. And the fact that they're juveniles and they're being disorderly, that's certainly a matter for the police to go there. You know, it's one thing if you're calling and they're just playing basketball, but if you're another thing that they're stopping the flow of traffic, they're being disorderly, there's no way that the police are not going to go out on something like that, make a, you know, citation, cite the parents for, you know, improper supervision, and that's going to go to the juvenile court. So I understand that, but we also, go ahead.
So, enough complaints, then guess what? We can either go to Children's Services on you, and you can be charged with them. So it's your job to discipline your kids, not city councils, not the police, not the neighbors. It's your job.
Yeah, I think what we're going to see is if public safety could call a meeting and directly meet with the chief and refer that over and find out, direct the actual problem on, I believe it's Ohio Avenue, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying specifically this. I know we have, but this problem, we have it across, but this problem is where it's, there's been a little more. I've been over there and I've seen it, and there have been, I have witnessed them cussing out the neighbors and in an inappropriate way, if there ever is an appropriate way, I guess. But if we can have that, Mr. Julian, are you public safety?
Yeah, that's me. I will get with the other two members of my committee. We'll come up with a meeting time that's good for all of us, and then we'll get that forwarded to you.
Yep. Go to that third party. You don't have to start to listen to you. You talk to the parents and say that. I know the one time.
Well, Bernie, you got about a minute because we're way past. So. Now, I want to say this. On this public safety meeting he's calling, it is open to the public, and if you or the other affected people would like to show up. Mr. Julian, you allow them to come and speak and everything at this meeting, right?
Correct. That's why I told them to attend.
Public comments. Any other public comments? How long have you been in Niles?
Since October 3rd.
Or have you been in Niles prior to that as well?
I lived on Belterre for 5 years, and I grew up in McKinley Heights on South Bellwood, which is Honda Hills.
I think that'd be Mr. Shealy, and I guess the mitigation she's praising is she's been in Niles, her whole life, and currently in the middle of leasing. It says that she has possession of it, and she's going to have a...
Just interject when you're done.
Yes. You know what? I'm going to hand this over. Let me have that, if we could put that. But, Phil, if you want to...
Okay, how about we do this? How about me and you meet after the meeting, okay, and I can take a look at it, and we can go over everything, okay?
Thank you, Phil. At a meeting with the law director and see what they can do for you, so... Any other public comments? Any other public comments? None. Public comments is closed. Clerk, can we get a presentation of today's legislation?
Draft number 1826 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance appointing and reappointing members of various boards as required by the Ohio Revised Code and or Niles Codified Ordinance and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
Second.
Motion for a first reading by Mr. Johnstone, second by Mr. Stredney. Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovec?
Yes, it's Leskovec.
That's what I thought I was saying.
Gave you a heavy, she gave him the heavy K, so.
There's an E in there. Leskovec. Vic?
Leskovec.
The E's like an I.
Oh, thank you.
There's some backers in McDonald's.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 18-26 received its first reading.
Amended draft number 1226 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance amending Niles Codified Ordinance 143.2, Auxiliary Police, and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Second.
Motion for a second reading by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Waddell. Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovec? Okay. Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 12-26 has received a second reading. Clerk, consent agenda.
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda, being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of adopted as an emergency. Draft number 1326, an ordinance amending ordinance number 156-25, known as the Authorized Strength Ordinance. Draft number 1426, an ordinance authorizing monthly cash transfers. Draft number 1526, a resolution authorizing the mayor to open a request for proposal to obtain a grant administrator organization to prepare, submit, and implement an application for the program year 2026 Community Housing Impact and Preservation Program with the Ohio Department of Development to become eligible for funding assistance for housing preservation purposes. Draft number 1626, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund for equipment rental. Draft number 1726, a resolution authorizing the service director to issue a request for proposals for utility rate study for the City of Niles. Draft number 1926, a resolution authorizing the service director to advertise for request for qualifications and enter into contract for inspection services for the 2026 street resurfacing program. Draft number 2026, an ordinance authorizing the transfer of monies from various accounts to the unclaimed fund 663 as several checks remain uncashed for more than 180 days. Draft number 2126, an ordinance authorizing direct contracting with Environment Collaborative of Ohio for MS4 compliance services.
Council's pleasure.
Motion to suspend.
Motion to suspend and adopt.
Second.
Motion to suspend by, can you do them separate? Or be together?
Yeah.
Motion to suspend and adopt by Mr. Johnstone, second by Mr. Julian. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovec?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Your consent agenda has been adopted under council rules. Miscellaneous comments. Start with the mayor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple quick updates. Our CRA program is now officially live citywide. The city website has a dedicated link under the residence tab that links you to our CRA program, CRA application. We have an online application. So please spread the word about that program. As well as our natural gas aggregate program. We had also built out a link on the city website under residents that provides all of that information that council had approved at the last meeting in regards to the City of Niles natural gas aggregate program. A little bit of good news with our pump station phase 3 project. That project was pushed out of the congressional committee yesterday. $600,000 for our sanitary detention pump station project, sponsored by Congressman Dave Joyce. That's going to go to the House or as a whole for a vote, hopefully this week, and then on to the Senate, hopefully next week. So out of 2,500 community funding projects across the country, we were one of those projects that hopefully when Congress passes that by next week is funded in full for our phase 3 project. I do want to extend a congratulations to longtime city employee Mr. Jeff Tate on his retirement in the coming weeks. Mr. Tate, longtime employee of the City of Niles Street Department, and wanted to wish him a happy retirement and best of luck in all future endeavors. And finally, our 2026 Hometown Heroes Banner Program is going to be released on Monday. Information will be on the city's website for the application period. And I would say to our residents, if you do want a banner, make sure you contact the Park Department Monday up to, I believe that's about a 3-week application period that's open. So they do fill up very quickly. We do have room for 130 veterans banners. That's what we have allocated over the last 5 years. So that will be open on Monday the 26th for the 2026 Hometown Heroes.
Mayor, before we go on, I think that we'd be remiss. I don't believe we acknowledge Mr. Marino had a couple deaths in his family, did he not?
Yes, President Marino did. Death of his brother, death of his mother. So condolences should be extended to the Marino family. Good point, Doug.
We get a moment of silence for Mr. Marino of the loss he had. Thank you. Treasurer, anything?
Nothing to report at this time.
Safety director?
No comment.
Service director?
No comment.
Chief? Mr. Waddell?
Nothing here.
Mr. Johnstone?
I'd like to touch on one thing. I usually like to use this time to try to highlight something positive in the city that's going on. There's awful news was given out from the Chase Miller's family. I know a lot of us have been following his battle, and they did not get the response that they wanted. I had the pleasure to really get to know this family. You know, I was well aware of Chase's battle that he was going through just from living in the City of Niles, but the past year I got to know the family pretty well, coached their youngest in softball, and they're just the most fantastic people. My heart goes out to them. I hope that all of you, if you know them or if you don't know them, please reach out and let them know of them.
Nothing. Mr. Leskovic.
Just thank God that fall with nobody home.
Mr. Julian.
No comment.
Mr. Lastic. Mr. Stredney?
Not at this time.
The only thing I have, and I guess I'm going to piggyback because it deserves the second. Mr. Johnstone's right. I've known the Bussey family for quite some time, and anytime you lose a life or on the verge of it, it's tragic. And to have it be such a young man at such a young age, that's just horrific. So everybody, if they could keep the Bussey family in their prayers during this difficult time. Motion to adjourn in order.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor? Motion.